Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 22 of the Dog Days of Advent. It is, of course, December 22nd, which means the days are starting to get longer, if that's any consolation. I noticed something interesting as I was looking at the sunrise and sunset times in my area. If you go to, what is it, earthsky.org.net.com, it tells you what day is the sun rises and what time of day the sun rises and sunsets. And it's not like all of a sudden after the winter solstice, the sun rise starts getting earlier and the sunset starts getting later. You would think that this would be symmetrical, but it's not. The sunset is actually starts getting later by a few seconds and then a minute or so each day, at least in the Phoenix area. And then about 2 weeks, the sunrise starts doing its thing earlier. It's actually getting later for the next couple of weeks. I believe the sun rises at 7:27 and it'll get as late as 7:31 a.m. or 7:33 a.m. And then it starts to turn around and make it swing. I want to know from somebody who understands this stuff why it's not symmetric, why the sine waves don't line up on the top and bottom. If you go to that page, you'll know what I'm talking about. Why this asymmetry? Does it have something to do with the time zones? Does it have something to do? Because even if I was, let's say I'm on the easternmost end of our time zone, it would still indicate to me that once we've made that procession, the rotation or the revolution around the sun, okay, and we start to move, that the sunrise and the sunset will start to, the daylight will expand equally. I don't understand how you can hold off the sunrise while letting the sunset do its thing. And I believe that the same thing happens around the summer solstice when the days get shorter. I don't know which one reacts first, if it's the sunrise or the sunset, to start getting shorter after the summer solstice. Hope any of this babbling made sense, but it's really weird. There's this asymmetry where the sun starts setting later after the winter solstice, but the sunrise keeps getting later too. So in effect, your day isn't getting a whole lot longer. It's like there's this handicap. Like, come on, sunset, turn around. We're past that point. Do your thing. Anyway, finally, one quick note. I want to thank Nutty for her help in getting my Chuck Tomasi website back to what it used to look like when she first designed it about 2018. As I mentioned, we got hacked late last week and got everything back up and running, but there was something to do with one of the themes and the plugins that wasn't quite right, and Craig and I just quite couldn't figure it out. There was a message on the screen that said, but it didn't register. It didn't make sense because we didn't understand some of the themes and plugins and whatnot that she used. And if you just basically follow the instructions, it made sense. And she said, Here's what I have. Here's a quick backup. It's a little old, but I was able to follow the instructions and got it. The appearance is right, but now I have to go through and go, oh my gosh, I retired. Some of this stuff may need updating. So I need to look at it through a critical lens of what pages say what and what needs to, you know, like, I am no longer a developer advocate. Where does it say that I am? If it just says something like, I've got over 40 years of experience doing blah, 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 that doesn't change. My years of experience didn't change, but okay, enough rambling, babbling, wibbly, wobbly, timey, wimey stuff. Let's get on with today's song. Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Yeah! You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. With little tin horns, little toy drums, a Rudy
toot toots and rummy tum tums. Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly hair dolls to cuddle and coo. Elephant boats and kitty car shoe. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girls and boy town will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toilet town all around the Christmas tree. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. You know that Santa Claus is coming. I said that Santa Claus is coming to town.
There you have it. Santa Claus is coming to town, and he is in about 3 days by my calculation, or two nights. It's the 22nd, so yeah, the night of the 24th, which means I only have three more of these to do. Hope you enjoyed that. Looking forward to bringing you another one tomorrow. No more funny songs, though. Sorry. These are all the traditional stuff coming at you from this point onward. But looking forward to that. Looking forward to listening to the rest of whatever the other podcasters have. Find out more at DougDaysOfPodcasting.com. If you haven't been listening, there is a whole super mega mondo feed out there ready to be consumed that will probably last you until spring, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, have a wonderful summer. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Give somebody you love a hug. Tell them you love them. Take care. Stay safe. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.